My name's Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. And with that, we're ready to send it over to Studio 2A. Very pleased to welcome back Jacob Acosta for tonight's performance. He's got a show coming up on Thursday over at the Flycatcher with Lila Lopez, and he'll be joining us here for the next hour performing in Studio 2A. So without further ado, here is Jacob Acosta.
Father, you know when you've fallen the top rope swings. Back and forth, oh, back and forth. No one hears. So it all, the thread is new. I bought it with the blood I took from you. Simple, your words so soothing. Someday. Don't know what to call it, but I know what it is. Idle is a secret that I will go on ahead. And the surrender's coming down. Yes, you've been long and gone for rest. I took it along and you tore me down. It tore me down. You tore me down. And it's a secret. Oh, when we call out then it's a rebel. It's a way we know we're here. And the world will come unto you. Some will even stop and stare. And the world reveals its secrets.
This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Jacob Acosta and band.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
You, all of us from you.
Yeah. So
us to you.
Let's start off with introductions. We'll go around. Let us know who you are, what you're playing tonight.
Go ahead, Nate.
All right. I'm Nate Beck. I'm just starting here on lead guitar. Haven't played any songs yet tonight, but will be soon. Just got here a couple weeks ago and to Tucson, and this is my second time playing with these guys.
Awesome.
Tonight, so.
Cool.
Yeah, I thought I'd start off with him, you know, since he has all these parts so far now.
Yeah.
And I just figured going in order. I'm Jacob Acosta, and I've been playing in Tucson since 2008 under a lot of many groups. Mm-hmm. But today it's a group that will eventually have a name. But right now, it's just under me. So,
excellent.
And my name is Jason Allen, and I'm playing bass. And this is, in fact, the first time I've met Nate was tonight. So nice to meet you, Nate. I'm glad you introduced yourself just a moment ago.
I'm Andre Grisieu on drums and percussion.
Excellent. So, Jacob, as you mentioned, you've been playing in Tucson since 2008. You've toured nationally. You've recorded in and out of Tucson. What I want to hear about is the batch of songs and that we're hearing tonight, and the group of players that we've got tonight. Tell us about what you're working on right now.
Yeah. So the first two songs we just played were off of the newest record that I just put out, mm-hmm. and it's called Silver Lining. Mm-hmm. That was the first song, and the second song was For Walking. Mm-hmm. Both of those are on that record. The next song we will end up playing is going to be one of the new songs, but I've got a lot, probably a catalog of like maybe 15, 20 new songs that I've been working on. Mm-hmm. And these gentlemen, I've been really fortunate enough to continue to work with Andre, because I've been working with Andre since 2009. Wow. And then I just met Jason recently, less than a year ago or about a year ago. You know, he ended up playing a show with Roller Coaster as a bass player for a show we had, and I really, really digged his style, so I got him in here. And then this guy over here, Nate, who you heard from first, he just moved here a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and we had a lot of the same kind of vibe, I think. You know, I kind of pulled him in really quickly, and he's been running with everything, and, you know, I'm just really excited about all these guys. They're really talented, and I'm just kind of glad to be part of a band again that's...
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, you've done the solo thing, and you've also been in a number of bands. What is it that you get out of playing with the band that you can't capture playing solo?
You know, there's so many things. And I think anyone that's ever been in a band probably might be thinking these things but doesn't say them out loud. Mm-hmm. Although they might say, it's just cool, it's jamming. It's right. But really, I mean, there's a lot of responsibility here. You know, the drumming is a really huge thing, and Andre does a really great job with that.
Yeah.
That's why I've worked with him definitely for so long. Having these songs fleshed out to more of a full group, you know, I have lead lines that I've recorded, and now those are getting seen through, you know, mm-hmm. with Nate here. And then obviously having that low bass, which is something I just, with Roller Coaster for so long, I've had to generate that. And it's just, I think this is something... This formula, you know, the drums, bass, lead, and you know, regular singer, guitar player, mm-hmm. is just as strong. It's a strong sound, and it's usually easy to balance. We all kind of know where we're supposed to be, which is great, you know.
Yeah, it's also kind of a difference in genre, too. I mean, since I've been playing with Jake, most of the music we've done has been very acoustic, guitar-driven, you know, and... violin, mandolin, and now this is a full-blown rock band, so it's very different in that respect.
Yeah.
And I've even, a lot of these new arrangements, which you're going to hear more of, have that kind of, pushing of responsibilities to certain parts and really kind of creating a nice spectacle of all these players that are really good, you know?
Yeah.
So.
When you were putting together this group of players, were you making a conscious effort that you wanted to have more of a rock sound, or is it really just a byproduct of the fact that you're playing with this group of guys and it's the sound that you're producing together?
Well, there's a lot of like bigger stuff. I mean, I just moved back to Arizona in January.
Right.
And I really loved Tucson. This is my city. And it took me a while to realize that, but this is it. You know, this is where I want to be. And I decided when I got back, you know, it's time to start a new thing. It's time to start a new sound. Mm-hmm. It's kind of new generation. You know, it's the whole story of, you know, you come back and you kind of see yourself a different way. And and it's all been really positive. And I've been really just, I think, blessed to have that since I have been back, being a solo artist for so long and really wanting to get out there and people to hear the music. And now I've got people that are also very passionate.
Yeah,
about that too. So that's the power, really. You know, it's not just the me of the sound. It's everyone. Everyone creates a bigger sound now. So we will have a name at some point. I said by the next show we're going to have a name, but yeah, right now we're just working on rocking, man.
Now, one thing I'm curious about is that you know, Nate, you mentioned that you just moved to town here in the last few weeks. So I'm curious to hear how you and Jacob connected. How did you find yourself playing with these guys?
Oh, good old fashioned Craigslist.
Romantic, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Deep it's
harmony.
Yeah. I mean,
I didn't even pay for that
service. Yeah. Right. I think it's just like so many musicians rely on Craigslist, and that was certainly the case. I put out an ad for guitar lessons, and he responded looking for a guitarist. So.
Yeah.
So that's the short story of it. But yeah, and then he sent me a couple songs, and I learned them. And, did a little audition with him a couple weeks ago, and it worked out.
Here we are, man.
We had good chemistry. Yeah,
we found Jason because we put out an ad for landscaping. Remember?
Yeah.
By the way, my number is 555-1234. If anybody needs any landscaping.
Yes.
Where did you move here from, Nate?
Most recently from Wyoming.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was working as a wilderness ranger there for the last 6 months, but I've been bouncing around the West for a while, but lived in Portland for 5 years. That was my last stable location.
Sure. Yeah. Well, welcome to Tucson. We're happy to have you.
Yeah.
So before we get into the next set, I know that we've got a show coming up this week, so let's share the details of that one.
Well, it's a few days from now. Mm-hmm. It's Thursday, which is, that kind of not Friday, not Saturday, but that's okay because this show starts at 8:30.
Perfect.
And it'll probably end around 11. I don't know. We're all kind of older, so I know that going to a show and definitely playing enough shows.
Yeah.
People usually don't want to see you go on at midnight. They're like barely fumes,
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of those shows. Thursday, it's going to start at 8:30 with Lila Lopez opening the show, who's an amazing local songwriter here for a long time, and mm-hmm. she's great. I'll actually be performing a little song with her at that show, so that'll be cool.
Excellent.
Too. I've just been very glad to be back and working with all these great people, and Thursday is the night. This is a big one for me, just because even though it's not a release, a lot of the music that's gonna be played is all new music. So
very cool. Well, on that note, we'll get into some of that new music. So you're listening to Jacob Acosta live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only.
Is hot, squeeze out my embrace. No, 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 no. Too fast, too fast. Can you make it so? Here I am, explore with you, and I hope. Smile and then we fall. Come to fend all that
difference in your
A difference in your warning from Silver Lining as well. This is going to be a new song for you here. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Broke that string, sorry. That's the string they were solo with.
Oh, wow.
All right. Just give me one quick second. I'm going to take it from that part, don't worry. Let's go ahead and talk a little bit more, I guess.
All right, yeah.
About,
well, so, you know, one thing that is exciting about, you know, hearing the new material as well is that, you know, after... I assume most of this material has been written since you moved back to Tucson.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm curious, how much of this was written with the knowledge that you were going to be ultimately, you know, presenting this in a band context as opposed to writing it as solo material?
You know, it was really kind of that thing where I want to do it in both ways.
Yeah.
If I could.
Uh-huh.
Try to write it so it would work for either situation. So I think I was lucky to have this group come together because of what they heard.
Yeah.
And the arrangements that I made. Because you can kind of do that sometimes and send it to people and they're like, oh, I don't know if that fits me or is my vibe, you know?
Yeah.
But...
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Well, we're back on track now.
There we go.
That change there on the guitar. We're gonna move forward. Play another new song for you guys. The song is called Western Lover.
One, two, three, four. Western lover, I've been waiting for a Western lover. Not New York or City by the Bay. I've been working for $1 million. I've been working for a million ways. I've been working for a million reasons to spread the smile on the face. I've been losing everything I came for. I've been losing everything I love. I've been losing all the time I spent on moving around. But now I found that all is just done, all is some kind. trial, not like when or like for shame. Cause I've been waiting for my lifelong ending. I've been wishing for the dancing queen. I've been beating for the blood inside me, not the city or the green.
This is Locals Only. I'm live in Studio 2A with Jacob Acosta. Guys, thanks again for coming down tonight. So once again, Thursday night at the Flycatcher is going to be the next show with Lila Lopez. You know, we've mentioned a couple times that some of these songs that we're hearing tonight are new, but some of them are from your last record, Silver Lining. And I think this is the first time that you've been down on Locals Only since that record came out, so I do want to talk a little bit about it.
Okay.
Where did you record that one?
So that record, I tracked it and recorded it and mastered it all with Bob Hogue in Phoenix and Mesa. He's really great. He did one of my favorite groups way back in the day, Deer in the Headlights, and I've always really loved those guys. And I kind of wanted to find out who was behind some of that. And yeah, he was just a really, really great. He's a great engineer. He's really easy to work with. And I really love the way he mixes the work I do. So that's kind of why I went with him. And actually, I went with him on the previous record too, the For the People. He ended up mixing that record as well. So it's a potential for him to also be able to get his fingers on this one as well. So, but we probably, I'm not projecting probably anything until the end of the year as far as a full recorded record.
Sure.
So we're going to take our time and make sure it sounds great and, you know, all the broken strings are ironed out and everything.
Those have a way of popping up no matter what your best intentions are.
Especially when you're, like, playing really soft, it'll sometimes just like, I guess today's the day, said the string.
Right, right, exactly.
Doesn't matter.
So the relationship that you have with Bob is interesting to me because you've worked with a lot of great producers and engineers for different projects. What is it now that you have, you know, so many different recordings under your belt? What is it that you're looking for when you're trying to find someone to record with? Do you have certain traits that you find that you're looking for each time, or does it differ a little bit from project to project?
That's an interesting question. I haven't thought about it until you just said that. So if I would, I guess, give an answer with this much time, I have to say that looking at that now, working with great either engineers or producers, I think it has a lot to do with the attitude that I get from them as a person is a big part of it. I remember meeting a producer a long time ago with Andre, Warren Hort, and we didn't get along at all. And, you know, even though he had whatever record or whoever he worked with and however many platinum, whoever, whatever, right?
Right.
Is the vibe there? Do I feel like they like what I'm doing? Mm-hmm. And that we can kind of build it together. And John Vanderslice was one producer that when I got to work with him with Roller Coaster, he was very passionate about that. And mm-hmm. I felt very, you know, I guess excited that that happened with somebody that was also considered really reputable, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. There has to be a certain amount of trust there too. Like yeah. the, whoever's working with you, you need to feel comfortable with them. And they're going to push you, you know, out of your comfort zone, hopefully, mm-hmm. in a good way. And yeah. And I think the producers we've really enjoyed working with have done that, and we've allowed them to do that.
Yeah. Now, Andre, could you describe for people at home who are listening what the toolkit you're using tonight is in terms of the percussion that you've brought down for us tonight?
Yeah, so I decided to forego the normal drum kit, and so I've got, like, a bunch of really cool things here. So I've got a Surdo drum here from Brazil. That's that low bass drummy sound.
Yeah, that's and cool.
Got my handy dandy snare drum. I've got a djembe over here that you heard on the last couple songs. And then down here below me, I have a cajon, courtesy of Leo Lopez. Mm. And that's cool. I just whipped this out for the session today. And these are just kind of new arrangements with these songs. So yeah, just a lot of different sounds. I thought it'd be fun trying to mix it up a bit for tonight.
Yeah. Jason.
But when we're playing on Thursday, it'll be a normal drum kit and more of a straight ahead, you know, rock beats to these songs. So this is a little special.
Yeah.
Special for you guys.
We appreciate it. Jason, does it change the way that you play at all when you're locking in with a percussionist who's not playing a traditional kit?
Absolutely. It's funny, when we were bringing the equipment in here, one of the guys said, "So is this like a floor tom or a kick drum?" when it was still in the bag. And I'm like, "I've never seen that thing in my life. I've never seen that bag. I don't know what's inside of it. I don't know what's going on." So
that's kind of how we work. We just surprise each other with a lot of different things.
There you go.
Who's this guy playing guitar?
Yeah, just whatever, man.
The show is going to be Thursday night at the Flycatcher. Things start off 8:30 with Lila Lopez. Jake, do you have anything else on the horizon that you want to mention for folks while we got a live microphone in front of us?
Well, you know, you're hearing new songs. Not far behind is going to be a new record. Mm-hmm. Maybe even a couple. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But in the meantime, just, you know, keep listening to local groups, to local performers. There's a lot of great people among us here. Mm-hmm. From, you know, the long-standing guys of Calexico to all the kind of new people that are popping up, you know.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of people that live here and work here as musicians. Yeah. I say just go support them, go check out their music. There's a lot of great people out here, so.
And if people want to support your music, what's the best way to be able to buy your music?
You can go pretty much for any of the records that I have to any of the places you would go, you know, YouTube, iTunes, Pandora, Spotify, any of those places, or you can just go to my website. So any of those things, wherever you want to hear us is fine.
And what's the website?
Jacob Acosta Music. So it's my name and music.com. So
excellent. All right. Well, I want to thank you guys all for coming down again tonight. Really appreciate it. We're going to wrap things up here with one more set from Jacob Acosta Thursday night at the Flycatcher. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. This is a song called Left My Head. One, two, three, four. Patience and love, you know there's not too much, for it's been strenuous and long. Touch and go, bold sweat upon the soil. The sun, it goes down, but the wheel keeps spinning, weaving my pulse in the light and black. A serious joint disconnects my generation back to the way of the rest. Water's coming up from the deepest parts of the ocean.
tongue is caged. Come down my shoulders, blue falling colors that rule our passing soldiers. Close these stars and sheds turn bright. Oh, wait, I left my head. I told you once before, I am alive, I am not dead. A serious joint disconnects my generation back to the way of the rays. Water's coming up from the deepest parts of the ocean. Telling you it's day.
Thank Jacob Acosta and his band for coming down tonight here on Locals Only, performing for you live in Studio 2A over the last hour. Once again, they will be performing on Thursday night over at the Flycatcher. Things start off at 8:30, and you can also find more information on Jacob's website, jacobacostamusic.com.